USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Encouraging news for some getting the COVID vaccine. A new CDC study released yesterday shows the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines to be 94% effective at preventing COVID symptoms from developing. The CDC calls the study the most compelling evidence to date that vaccines perform as expected in the real world. Some concerns over the economy. Consumer sentiment down this month to a three-month low. That coming from a University of Michigan study out yesterday. Inflation thought to be one reason for the negative outlook. White House Economic Advisor Cecilia Rouse looks at the short-term future.
So we expect there's going to be a period as, you know, supply starts to equal demand and sectors are healing and recovering, that we're going to see some, you know, there's going to be some choppiness.
That Michigan study also finds consumers are more pessimistic about their economic situation now and in the future than they have been in over a decade. China arrives at Mars. China's space agency announcing a rover landing on Mars this morning, China time. China now the third country after the U.S. and Russia to land on Mars. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, you can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Liz Cheney worried about the future of the Republican Party and the country. The Wyoming congresswoman voted out as House conference chair this week after repeatedly criticizing former President Trump. Cheney tells ABC News what her removal means for the GOP.
I think the issue really is Donald Trump, and it really is the party, and whether we're going to be a party that's based on the truth.
Cheney also says she regrets voting for Trump in last year's election. The full interview will air Sunday on ABC's This Week. Republicans have until Tuesday to present their own infrastructure plan to President Biden. This would be the GOP's second counteroffer to Biden's $4 trillion plan. Biden calling their first plan a joke and a slap in the face. That first plan calling for less than $600 billion in spending. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell saying this week he's willing to go as high as $800 billion. A ceasefire may be coming soon in the Middle East. Israeli news media reporting yesterday Israel and Hamas may agree to stop fighting in a matter of days. The two sides engaged in the worst fighting in over 6 years. Another death reported today in Israel, the eighth among Israelis, in Gaza over 120 killed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Another state getting rid of enhanced unemployment benefits. Here's Tim Berg.
Georgia is the latest state set to end its participation in federal unemployment programs, including the $300 weekly federal unemployment payment on top of the state's unemployment benefits. The Peach State will discontinue on June 26 four federal unemployment programs that were put in place by the CARES Act and subsequent relief packages. This is all good news to Shark Tank co-host and entrepreneur Kevin O'Leary.
All small business is regional. And John, this Kumbaya stuff you're talking about has screwed up the market, has done exactly what we didn't want to have happen. We need these people to come back to work. You want purpose in life? It's not sitting on the sofa getting a check from the government. That has no purpose. It's time to get back into this economy. It's opening up everywhere. And now we have to compete with checks still flying in from the sky from a helicopter. Free money for everybody. That's ridiculous. That is not the American way. That's not entrepreneurship anymore. That's some kind of government super bureau. We don't need it. It's not working.
That audio courtesy of CNBC from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
Border officials warning people in Mexico that crossing the U.S. border illegally could have deadly consequences this summer. The warning this week coming as the number of illegal border crossings rises along with desert temperatures. A border official says those crossing illegally this time of year put their lives in incredible peril. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.